Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
With everything you have on your plate, earning your degree online seems impossible. But at Grand Canyon University, we specialize in helping you fit a master's degree in education into your busy day. Your graduation team, led by your own GCU counselor, provides you with the personal support you need to succeed. Achieve your goals with a plan and team behind you. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Visit gcu.edu.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Triple vaccinated Elizabeth Warren tests positive for coronavirus with mild symptoms, of course. Senator Cory Booker tests positive for coronavirus with mild symptoms, of course. Now, they keep saying mild symptoms because when you're vaccinated, of course, your symptoms are mild, right? Like they're going to be mild no matter what. They're mild. And there's no way they wouldn't be mild, of course. Dr. Fauci's got a message for you also. Yes, he says, on wearing masks on airplanes, will it end? I don't think so. He goes on to say, probably not. There's a very good chance that you getting on a plane, there's a chance that you'll never take a mask off. All right, so let's just start with a very quick recap. I got two U.S. senators that are demanding mask mandates who have both gotten breakthrough cases. One of them confirmed with a booster. We're still trying to find out if Booker had his booster or not. But we know that they had these breakthrough cases. Now, granted, they're mild cases. That's good. That's, in theory, what's supposed to happen, right? Like, that's what's supposed to happen, is that if you get your vaccine, that when you do get sick, it won't be as bad. Now, when you look at Fauci and what he said about wearing masks on airplanes, he says, will wearing masks on in airplanes end? He says, I don't think so. Now, I flew over the weekend, and they're just as crazy as they were before, okay? I'm just telling you right now, they're just as psychotic as they were before. This is not anything that's going to end anytime soon. This is not going to change because this is how you keep people down. This is how you not only just keep people down, but this is also how you make sure that you still have enough power going into the next election. This is how you do it. Democrats need this thing to stick around the same way they need it to stick around, okay, right before the election. COVID is good for Democrats politically. I mean, this is real. They understand it, folks. They get it. They totally comprehend the power that they are able to grab and the way that they're able to run cities and states all based on what we just described, which is, well, it's COVID, so therefore I can pretty much do anything I want to do. I can get power, I can mandate, and most importantly, right, most importantly, I have an excuse for everything. The economy's not doing well. Joe Biden doesn't have to take responsibility for it as long as we've got COVID and the Omicron variant. Yeah, that's number one. Number two, healthcare is not working out. Well, we're going to blame it on Omicron. Okay, so we got that one covered. Build Back Better is not working out for us. Okay, right? Well, we'll blame that on COVID. Any issue, crime out of control in this country in liberal cities, they have actually blamed COVID for that. This is nothing but fear-mongering. Now, there's also a new headline that just came out. U.S. fears million cases a day. This is coming from the propaganda that you pay for, from NPR. This is their headline. U.S. could see 1 million cases per day, warns departing NIH director Francis Collins, who wanted to play you out with a song as he was leaving last week. Yes, he actually did that with your tax dollars. Grabbed a guitar and played Over the Rainbow, but it was about the Delta COVID Omicron variant and sang a tune to it. We played it for you last week. It was embarrassing, and you paid for this. It was on your tax dollars while you're paying a salary, while he was saying goodbye to the nation, doing this live feed on their website. Now, after spending more than 12 years as the director of the National Institute of Health, Dr. Collins is retiring this weekend, but he's no less worried about the public health emergency's latest pandemic curveball. This is what they're calling it now. As the Omicron variant threatens record-breaking rates of infections in the U.S., Collins departs with a major warning for all Americans. Ready? Here it is. If Americans don't take COVID-19 seriously, the country could see 1 million daily infections. We cannot afford to let our guard down, Collins told NPR in an interview as he departed his job. I know people are tired of this. He acknowledged that Americans are fatigued of having weathered almost two pandemic-stunted years. I'm tired of it too, believe me. But the virus is not tired of us. It's having a great old time changing its shape every couple of months, coming up with variants and figuring out ways to be even more contagious. Early data shows that while Omicron has the ability to easily evade immune protection and booster shots, Early data shows that while Omicron has the ability to easily evade immune protection and booster shots, those infected may be less likely to experience severe disease and hospitalization. So get the booster, get the shots indefinitely. But it's too early to know how the highly mutated Omicron will act in the U.S. compared to previous variants, said Collins. With Omicron's 57 different mutations, he said, it's almost like we're starting over with a new and different virus than when we began. According to scientists, their most pessimistic projections, they say the U.S. could reach over 500,000 average daily infections by the end of January, more than double last winter's peak. The outgoing director fears a worse situation. Even if it has a somewhat lower risk of severity, we could be having 1 million cases a day if we're not really attentive to all of the mitigation strategies, he went on to say. Even the most optimistic scenarios could mean a strain on hospitals in many regions that are already squeezed by the Delta surge. When did we see a bunch of hospitalizations skyrocket around the country with Delta? Did you know this was happening? Because I didn't. That's the first time I've read about this. In fact, when I read this morning, I started looking for other articles to see if this is actually like real. Is there a massive Delta surge in this country? Are there no hospital beds anywhere in the country? And I can't find a single article confirming what NPR just stated as fact in their core, of course, just total news. Article, right? This is just news. News. That's all it is. It's a fact. Let me read that sentence one more time. Even the most optimistic scenario could mean a strain on hospitals in many regions that are already squeezed by the Delta surge. We still can't find that region. Okay, a region would be like a large number of states, right? That's what a region is on a map. The Southeast, the Northeast, the Southwest, right? I mean, that's a region. You cannot find in a single article about a region in the country that's having a massive surge in Delta and lack of resources to handle it right now. I'm not saying I'm hoping for it. I hope we'd never see that. But apparently, we just decided to make crap up over at NPR. We decided to make crap up because we got Collins on and we want to fearmonger you on everything, folks. We want to fearmonger the hell out of you. Collins noted that the Biden administration has at least 60 emergency response teams on standby. Oh, well, I feel better now. To support healthcare systems in the event of a crush of infections. Hurry up and go get vaccinated. We're going to scare the hell out of you. I expect those surge teams are going to be busy already. That's been put in place in some instances because of Delta. And I'm going to be surprised if there's even more of a demand in the next month or two. I'm not going to be surprised. There we go. All in the last week, the rapid clip of Omicron infections in the country has once again forced shutdowns of professional sports games, theaters, restaurants, schools. Some people are rethinking their holiday travel plans. As for Colin's own plans, here it is. He says he'll be keeping a close eye on what? You're retired. But at the moment, he's hoping to host a Christmas Day gathering with pandemic precautions in place. Oh, I can't wait to hear what those are.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. On Purpose is dedicated to helping you be happier, healthier, and more healed. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how he got comfortable with fear, navigating the changes in relationships, and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern. This conversation shows a never-seen-before side to Orlando Bloom and his unique life journey.
I think we all struggle sometimes to really deeply believe that we are enough, that we're valued, that we're valuable. You know, we're imprinted by our parents from the age of 0 to 7, right? Mm. I'm constantly trying to go, like, how do I detach from this idea of, is that my baggage? It doesn't look like my baggage. I mean, I know, okay, that's mine. Let's unpack that.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
Colin's own plans, he says, will be keeping a close eye on Omicron. But at the moment, he's hoping to host a Christmas gathering with pandemic precautions in place. So what are the pandemic precautions that you should be planning for? We're planning to invite some of the trainees at the NIH who are far from home to come for a brunch on Christmas Day at our house. If they're all fully vaccinated and boosted, there it is, folks. I told you it was coming, and now that's the new definition of being fully vaccinated means you must be boosted. Still planning to go forward very carefully with a small group, and everybody will be wearing masks except when they're eating. Okay, so you're all sitting around a table, you're all talking, and you're all eating, and you don't have masks, but as soon as you're done, you're going to sit at the same table where you had your mask off, and you're going to talk to each other with your mask on. This is the part of the science that I think people are just having a really hard time with. How do you think we're this stupid? Like, and this defies logic. There was another doctor this morning on CNN, Dr. Lena Wen. She's the same one that killed babies at Planned Parenthood. Why not test every American for COVID? The closer your test is when gathering with people, the better. That's right. That's right. The closer your test is when gathering with people, the better this holiday season. This is something the Biden administration needs to work on, she demands. They have done so well when it comes to vaccinations. They now need to put the same amount of effort into testing. Why not test every American? use the UK or Germany, or so many other approaches from around the world where everybody is able to get tests. Testing should not be the limiting factor. She's now calling for every American to get tested all the time. Now, let's talk about contact tracing. Contact tracing is something that they're also very much focused on. Go to Australia right now and buy gas, and guess what? You got to put in your ID to this little computer, and they track you wherever you go. What could possibly go wrong there, right? Nothing could go wrong there. Los Angeles Times has a new headline. Should I change my holiday plans because of COVID surge and Omicron? The answer is yes. With Omicron rapidly spreading and its implications unclear, how should people approach the coming holiday season? Hold on a second. They just said with the implications unclear. All right. Oh, wait. Where did this all start? Can we go back to that just for a moment? Wasn't it South Africa? All right, well, let's talk to a South African doctor who's been working on this. South African doctor actually went on CNN and said, after being badgered by CNN, we do not see a high death rate with Omicron. In ICU, we don't distinguish between Delta and Omicron either, she went on to say. But she said, this is something we all need to put into perspective. Well, hold on. We can't do that. This is Omicron. We must freak out. We must give up more of our rights. We must do contact tracing. We must have to check in. We must wear masks everywhere forever. Amen. Omicron rapidly spreading, right? Implications unclear, the LA Times says. How should people approach the coming holiday season? Should plans be altered? Some expert thinks it's prudent for you to make adjustments by canceling travel, canceling holiday gatherings, and doing Zoom or Skype holiday Christmas events, including Christmas morning. They said it's important that you see your family, but maybe it's over your phone or see your friends over the phone. This should be a stay-at-home order, some experts are now seeing. Unfortunately, we're seeing indications of a winter surge. On the heels of the Thanksgiving holiday, case rates and daily hospitalizations admissions are steadily increasing, and we anticipate that they will continue to increase. That coming from the Los Angeles County Health Public Health Director. If we fail to take common sense safety measures right now, we could find ourselves in a dangerous place by the end of the month and into January. We are obviously going into another surge. Well, we knew there was going to be another surge. It's winter, and during winter, we always see a surge. So no one should be shocked and or surprised that we're seeing a surge right now. It's normal to see a surge. This makes sense. We're obviously going into another surge, and we have to prepare for the possibility of more hospitalizations. Yeah. It's important to get vaccinated, get boosted if eligible, upgrade masks, get tested, stay home when sick, and improve ventilation. Okay, so I've figured it out. I'm going to have my family come over, and I'm going to mandate at the door that they show me proof of vaccination and boosting. That's number one medical advice coming from these dictators and tyrants. We should just all call them mini Hitlers at this point. Number two, what should we do? Then you should get a rapid test for them so that you can test them even though you've already asked for proof of vaccination and proof that they've been boosted. Then you should give them an upgraded mask. Hold on, I thought masks worked of all kinds. Wait, what is an upgraded mask? Do I have to now only have N95s? Are we back now? I'm sitting in a room right now with my producer, Diaz. Are you vaccinated? You son of a... Okay. Where's your mask? I don't want the little blue one. I want the N95. Right now. Have you been boosted? Have you been boosted? I want to know. Tell me now. Have you been boosted? You're not allowed to talk to me until you tell me if you've been boosted. We are dividing this country into the have and the have-nots. That's exactly what we are doing. We are literally doing what Hitler did in society. And no one seems to understand that we're giving up all of our rights. But I go back to what they said earlier. Maybe you should be giving up all your rights because we're just trying to save you. Oh, and we got to improve ventilation. Break out that window behind you, producer, right now. Break it out. So we need to break the windows. You need a different mask. You can't work here anymore because you're not boosted. You're no longer one of the chosen ones. You're one of the unchosen ones now, right? And hold on. What else is there? There's something else she said we need to do. Oh, yes. You need to get tested. Have you been tested in the last 24 hours? Okay. Well, you're a racist. Let's just go with that. Works for me. Health officials urge people to use strategies to avoid infection, noting that the long-term effects from disease from the new strain is unknown. So let's fearmonger you on that. I love the logic here from the health officials. you're not allowed to ask these health officials about the long-term effects of vaccines, but they warn you that we don't have enough long-term of information on the effects from the new strand of the disease, and it's unknown. So therefore, you should get a vaccine that we don't know about the long-term effects of it. Because that's totally sound logic, isn't it? I'm a health official. I'm telling you, you better get that vaccine because we have to note for you, I'm quoting them now. The long-term effects from the disease from the new strain is unknown. Raising my hand. Excuse me, I have a question, health officials. Do we have any long-term studies, long-term effects from the about the vaccine? We do not. Shut up. You're anti-vaxxer. You're a commie. You're like, what is the word we're going for now? We need to figure out what it is, right? Like, what are you, Hitler? I mean, that's basically like what they're saying now. Shut up and submit. We'll use logic when we want to fear-monger you, but if you use the same logic about the vaccine, you are immediately banished into the evil ones in America that won't play with the game. All right, so here's the question. What are the experts saying about the holiday season? Can holiday family gatherings continue to happen? Dr. Fauci has a message for you.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. On Purpose is dedicated to helping you be happier, healthier, and more healed. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how he got comfortable with fear, navigating the changes in relationships, and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern. This conversation shows a never-seen-before side to Orlando Bloom and his unique life journey.
I think we all struggle sometimes to really deeply believe that we are enough, that we're valued, that we're valuable. You know, we're imprinted by our parents from the age of 0 to 7, right? Mm. I'm constantly trying to go, like, how do I detach from this idea of, is that my baggage? It doesn't look like my baggage. I mean, I know, okay, that's mine. Let's unpack that.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
If you and your family are vaccinated and boosted, Dr. Fauci says, you should feel comfortable having a holiday situation where you have dinner and gatherings in your own home with family. But that will only be safe if people get vaccinated, which now, of course, includes the booster. Right? Sorry, Diaz, you're no longer invited over for Christmas. Hey, this is a great way, though, to like get rid of the family you don't like. Hey, Dr. Fauci told me you can't come over. Call him. if you're angry with me, call him. Like, there's any ex you don't want to see. You know, you got like a blended family and you got those awkward moments or you hate your sister-in-law, your mother-in-law. Excuse me, you vaccinated. Like, you can get rid of family for years with this. Look, I it's not me. I don't hate you. All right. I want to make that clear. I don't hate you. I just. Dr. Fauci told me you got to come over. Now, if you want to come over, we're going to give you a nose swab, right? Because we're going to get you tested, and then we need to see your proof of vaccines. This is like families turning on families. Fauci told NBC News that his children are coming to visit for the holidays, traveling by plane from all over the nation. Quote, they are vaccinated and boosted, so we can feel very comfortable in having our plans to be together as a family in our home. Well, that's encouraging. Man, I'm glad to know that Dr. Fauci is going to let his kids come home for Christmas. Hey, kids, you can come over for Christmas as long as you do everything I tell you to do, which is get vaccinated and boosted. It's amazing. We're going to have some friends over who are also boosted. I told you they're going to change the meaning, the definition. This is the change that we were all talking about. And I feel we can feel safe while adding nothing is 100% risk-free. Well, we know that because you're Dr. Fauci, and every time the world's going to end, you've told us it's going to end like five or six times now. Fauci also expressed worry about unvaccinated people. Here's the division in the country, the two different Americas, those that have rights and those that don't. He said unvaccinated people remain far more likely to transmit the virus and get infected and more likely to get severe illness and die from COVID-19. So you should be worried about the unvaccinated family and friends. You probably shouldn't let them come over. Large holiday gatherings also are not smart. All of that should be canceled or gone to what they refer to as virtual. One concerning outbreak was in Oslo, where more than 100 people attended a Christmas party at a restaurant in late November. Most of the 111 attendees who agreed to be interviewed by researchers were in their 30s and 40s. Said Dr. Carlos de Rio, an infectious disease expert at Emory University School of Medicine, at a forum held by the UC San Francisco. The vast majority of the party attendees were vaccinated, with two doses of a mRNA vaccine, according to a study summarizing the incident. It's now an incident. You ready for this? Were you involved in the incident, Diaz? Where you weren't invited to this party? You weren't with the cool kids, apparently. Okay. The vast majority of the party attendees not only were vaccinated, but they said this is where the problem came in. Eight people, or more than 70% of the party's attendees, subsequently were diagnosed with a coronavirus infection, mostly with the Omicron variant. Del Rio said everyone who had to show a negative test taken 1 to 3 days before the party, and yet there was an infection there. Well, crap, everybody just go home. It's over. Game over. We're done. Goodbye. I'm never coming to work again, but keep paying me because I'm so afraid of the Omicron variant and living my life. Everybody go home. It's over. The world's going to end. We're all going to die. And even if you're boosted and tested before this party, by the way, I'm not going to get tested to go to any damn party. I can tell you that right now. It's just not happening. Now, I do want to get rid of my producer coming over for the holidays. So I say to my producer, hey, you're going to get swabbed, dude. Like every 30 minutes you're at my house on Christmas, every 30. Left, you better get that left nostril, that white nostril just ready because it's just going to go back and forth until you decide to leave my house. Yeah, get ready. You better start working out for that, like flaring the nostrils, leaning back. You should just start getting some Q-tips and just until you feel like serious, like negative pressure up there, you know, pushing back, that's when you know I got you. This is so stupid. Eight people, all right? So that's what started. Now the world's all ending. Symptoms of the guests include cough, headache, sore throat. No one was hospitalized, thank goodness. Coronavirus infection was also reported in more than 60 other people who visited the same restaurant the same night at the Christmas party. Do we have a super spreader event? I think we found one. It's not the football games. It's this random restaurant. Maybe they were shooting like Omicron through the vent system. Maybe it's a conspiracy. I'm being sarcastic. Calm down. Don't email me on that one, okay? Coronavirus infection, they say, is a major factor. It's clear that coronavirus is airborne, and there is data to suggest that the virus can hang around in the air for an hour or two after an infected person leaves a room. Okay, just don't go anywhere. We're done. Everybody go home and die. Live your life virtually, and that's it. Quote, that super spreader event in Norway is like a perfect example of how you can disseminate COVID very quickly. You put a bunch of people together in a place that probably has poor ventilation. Knock out the windows because it's wintertime. You have them talking loudly at each other all night without a mask. I mean, they're basically enjoying themselves, of course. It's going to lead to a lot of spreads, said Dr. Paul Sachs, an infectious disease expert at Harvard Medical School and at the UC San Francisco Forum. Airborne viruses can get easily diluted outside, but not inside. Open the window, Diaz. You're freaking me out. You haven't been boosted. You're nothing but. I feel like you're like a. What we need a term for you, because I'm better than you because I have more vaccines in my body than you do. What should we refer to you as now? Should we refer to you as the? I'm trying to figure this out. Maybe we should refer to you as a booster whore. Maybe that's what we should go with. Yeah. No, you're just a COVID whore. You're not wrapping. You're not willing to use a condom. I guess is like the equivalent of what we're going with here, right? The mask is the condom, and you're nothing but an Omicron whore. There we go. People who are particularly risk adverse, who are older or have a weakened immune system, are being told now you need to think twice about going to any gathering. In fact, you need to be thinking twice about even going to an outdoor gathering where people aren't wearing masks. A big problem that has become more noticeable, especially with the newest variants, is how there seems to be an increased chance that vaccinated, boosted, asymptomatic people can still be unknowingly affected and contagious. So maybe I'm infecting you right now. A big problem that has become more noticeable, especially with the newest variants, is how there seems to be an increased chance that those who are sick could spread it for days without knowing it. So everybody just go home. Everybody go home, lock the doors, lockdowns are coming. You notice where Dr. Fauci is going with this in the LA Times. They're getting closer to lockdowns. Lockdowns, by the way, that they're already doing in other countries like Australia. They're talking about tracking people in other countries. Oh, and there's good news now. There's a dude, just remember this. This is my last warning for you today, all right? There is a dude who has figured out, a tech company has introduced a COVID microchip to verify your vax status so that you can't lie. And people are buying it. I'm going to read that one more time. Tech company has introduced a COVID microchip to verify vax status so that you can't lie. Yeah, so just scan my arm, airline, before I get on the plane. Scan my arm before I'm allowed to go to work. Scan my arm before I'm allowed to go into your house. Scan my arm before I'm allowed to go grocery shopping, to go to the movie, to go to a sporting event. Now, remember, this all started with one simple question of Fauci. Hey, we're gonna be able to like take these masks off when we're on airplanes? No, probably never, he said. We're probably never going to take those masks off. They're here to stay, folks. Welcome to tyranny. Welcome to total control by the federal government.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. On Purpose is dedicated to helping you be happier, healthier, and more healed. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how he got comfortable with fear, navigating the changes in relationships, and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern. This conversation shows a never-seen-before side to Orlando Bloom and his unique life journey.
I think we all struggle sometimes to really deeply believe that we are enough, that we're valued, that we're valuable. You know, we're imprinted by our parents from the age of 0 to 7, right? Mm. I'm constantly trying to go like, how do I detach from this idea of is that my baggage? It doesn't look like my baggage. I mean, I know, okay, that's mine. Let's unpack that.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores. The
stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
New warning from the White House. This is just wild. We are intent on not letting Omicron disrupt work and school for the vaccinated. This is on the whitehouse.gov website right now. You've done the right thing, and we will get through this. For the unvaccinated, you're looking at a winter of severe illness and death for yourselves, your families, and the hospitals you may soon overwhelm. If you don't believe what I just said is actually on the White House's website, they may take it down. They're basically saying you deserve to die if you're unvaccinated. This is your White House. Here's your middle finger from the White House. I'm going to read this. This is actually on whitehouse.gov. Don't go to .com. It's something you don't want to see. Maybe you do, but I'm not endorsing it. Again, here it is, whitehouse.gov. We are intent on not letting Omicron disrupt work and school for the vaccinated. You've done the right thing, and we will get through this. For the unvaccinated, people said that I was crazy when I actually said that it was very clear that this government under the Biden administration, was trying to divide us into two different groups of people, two different sectors. I did this in a podcast over 3 days. And I laid out the case. Go back and listen to the podcast on this, okay? Because it's really important. We took 3 days to explain to you how they were systematically doing this in society. And I said, come the new year, there will be two separate Americas. There will be those that have rights only based on their compliance with COVID mandates. And there will be those that have no rights because you refuse to comply. They're going to divide you into the have and the have-nots. There's a guy named Adolf Hitler that was really good at doing this. Go read history. Read it to your children. This is now on the United States government's website. You're paying for the website. You're paying for the person that wrote this. You're paying for all of this. And this is what it says. We are intent on not letting Omicron disrupt work and school for the vaccinated. In other words, we're only on the side of the vaccinated. We are not working with the unvaccinated anymore. You've been banished from the conversation. Your questions, they don't care anymore. You've done the right thing, referring to the vaccinated. And we will get through this because you're one of the chosen ones, right? You have rights. You're one of the chosen ones. Now, insert United States government Fauci middle finger. For the unvaccinated, does this not sound like a death? This is almost like a death threat. Like these are some of when someone tweets at me usually, right? It's usually Twitter where you get the most death threats. It's like, you're going to die, or I can't wait for someone to put a bullet in your head. Like that's a normal Tuesday. The ones that are well thought out are the ones that actually scare me. The person that tweets at me, I hope someone kills you, I'm not worried about. It's the one that's like, Mr. Ferguson. And then they write it's a threat without it being a threat kind of threat, right? That's exactly what you just got. Like, those are the sick people. Those are the deranged people that, like, torture dogs. Look at this White House. It's for the unvaccinated. You've been put on notice, America. You're unvaccinated. This is your White House. They don't represent you. They don't support you. They're not going to work with you. This is their death threat to you. For the unvaccinated, you're looking at a winter of severe illness and death for yourselves, your family, and the hospitals you may soon overwhelm. You're going to die. Death upon you and your family. Signed, White House, Merry Christmas. This is the Fauci administration. It's no longer the Biden administration. We all know that. Biden's not doing this. This is Fauci. This is the Fauci administration. He has all power, elected by no one. He's a dictator. He's a tyrant, elected by no one. This is the guy elected by no one who has this much power over all of our lives right now. We are intent on not letting the Omicron disrupt work and school for the vaccinated. So you're going to kick us out if we're unvaccinated? Yes, that's what it sounds like. This is what's coming this next year, folks. This is what they're going to do to you the next year, folks. They're going to do this. And they're going to harass you, by the way. Listen to this medical expert, which we know the White House has likes her. This is the woman that used to run Planned Parenthood. She's now a CNN, Communist News, Chinese News Network advisor on Omicron. Her biggest accomplishment is murdering babies at Planned Parenthood. The White House listens to her, want to make this very clear. And this is what she had to say now about testing of every American, whether you like it or not.
A rule for safe interactions, Dr. Wynn. Explain to people what that is.
For people who are gathering indoors over the holidays, I would recommend at this point, when there's so much virus around us, that you have two out of the three things: vaccination, testing, or masking. So if you are fully vaccinated and ideally boosted, and you want to see other people indoors without a mask, meaning maybe you want to have dinner with them, ideally everybody also gets tested that same day with a rapid test. Now, I know that tests are hard to come by in some parts of the country, but that's the ideal, is that you get tested. If you're going to be, if nobody is vaccinated, or if there's some people there who are unvaccinated, if you're getting together, you should be masked and you should be tested. Basically, you should have two out of three things: vaccination, testing, or masking at this point with that much virus around us.
Really quickly, in terms of testing, as you said, it needs to be done that same day. So if you took a test, let's say Christmas Eve, and you're meeting up with people on Christmas, you were negative on Christmas Eve, doesn't mean you still are Christmas Day.
That's exactly right. The closer your test is to when you're gathering with people, the better. And I think this is something that the Biden administration really needs to work on. They've done so well when it comes to vaccinations. That's great. But they now need to put the same amount of effort to increasing access to testing. Why not mail test to every American? Why not have to use the UK or Germany or so many other approaches from around the world where everybody is able to get tests? Testing should not be the limiting factor.
And right now, very limiting. I mean, they're just not available when you need them and want them if you go out and search for them. Dr. Wynn, please stick around for a second.
Please stick around. We have more to ask you. Please stick around. We've got so much more to fearmonger the American people with. You know, there's just too much virus around. You need to never do anything ever again outside of your home. You need to never do anything ever again outside of your home, and this is just the way it's going to be. I don't know what else to say here. But it's very obvious now that this White House has decided that the Fauci administration only represents the people that are vaccinated, fully vaccinated, which means boosted. You are not fully vaccinated anymore without a booster. You've lost that status. That's gone. It disappeared. It's over. Okay? It's done. It's over. You don't have it. This is the if you are public enemy number one at the White House now, because on whitehouse.gov, for the unvaccinated, you're looking at a winter of severe illness and death for yourselves, your family. That's a death threat. And the hospitals you may soon overwhelm. That is a death threat, plain and simple, from the White House. Here is your threat of death. Unless you do what we tell you to do, you're going to probably die, and you deserve it. And we're not going to let you dictate to us what we're going to run through society. We're going to do what we want to do. You're not going to be welcome. This means they're going to start kicking kids out of school that are unvaccinated. How do I know it? Because of their words. We are intent on not letting Omicron disrupt work and school for the vaccinated. What that means is, if you go to work and you're vaccinated, we're going to let you keep working. And if you go to school and you're vaccinated, we're going to let you keep working. But if you are not, if you're unvaccinated, you are public enemy number one, and we're not going to let you disrupt school for us. So if you're vaccinated, you're going to get to go to school. It's coming. It's there. It's already in writing. This is a new type of division in this country. It is what I warned you about. I told you, go back and listen to, please, to the podcast on this. We laid out how this was being laid out to America, step by step, leader by leader. Fauci, Biden, Harris, senators, congressmen, governors all over the country who were clearly laying out this plan. And the plan was extremely simple. We will distinguish: you get rights if you are vaccinated, you lose rights if you're unvaccinated, and we are going to have two different Americas. Your kids will be able to get an education if and only if, right? If and only if you're vaccinated. And if you're not vaccinated, you are screwed. You can go to work as long as you're vaccinated. And if you're not vaccinated, you're screwed.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. On Purpose is dedicated to helping you be happier, healthier, and more healed. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how he got comfortable with fear, navigating the changes in relationships, and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern. This conversation shows a never-seen-before side to Orlando Bloom and his unique life journey.
I think we all struggle sometimes to really deeply believe that we are enough, that we're valued, that we're valuable. You know, we're imprinted by our parents from the age of 0 to 7, right? Mm. I'm constantly trying to go like, how do I detach from my, from this idea of what, is that my baggage? It doesn't look like my baggage. I mean, I know, okay, that's mine. Let's unpack that.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
This administration is not only saying they're not going to protect those who are unvaccinated. This administration is also advocating for you harassing your own family members. They're going to harass, you should harass on behalf of the government, your family members, by demanding that they do a litany of things before they show up at your house. Here's what you should do. Number one, you should demand that they are fully vaccinated. Number two, that they are fully boosted. So the idea of fully vaxxed is now fully boosted. Without the booster, you're unvaccinated in the minds of society's greatest minds in the Fauci administration. It's no longer the Biden administration. It's the Fauci administration. I just want to keep saying it because that's the truth. At some point, we'll just get used to it where it's just the Fauci administration. Everybody understands what I'm saying by that. So you got to be fully vaccinated and boosted to come over for Christmas, they're saying. If you're still planning on going forward after that minimum requirement, they want you to be very careful. They want you to only be in a small group of people. They do not want people to travel to you, meaning getting on planes. And they said everybody must wear masks except while you're eating. You also need proper ventilation. Forgot about that one. Sorry, let me go backwards. Proper ventilation is mandated. So when you're, you know, let's say it's cold outside, it's Christmas, right? There's kind of freezing in most parts of the country right now. Open the windows. And then there's the other one. Swab them at the door before you allow them in your house. So great to see you, Aunt Lou. I'm going to stick it up your nostril, stay outside and shiver while I figure out if you're a threat to me. I'm just going by Fauci's guidance for the holidays. Merry Christmas. This is dividing us into two groups of people. You want to have Christmas? The only way to be responsible is to have testing at your front door, vaccinated and boosted, open windows, and wear N95 masks, unless you're eating. And as soon as you're eating, done eating, put the mask back on. Merry Christmas. You notice what this is. This is basically let's scare you so bad that you finally just say, screw it, cancel Christmas and go virtual. Which brings me to the next point they said. They actually said it would probably be smarter to just be virtual. So get on Skype, get on Zoom, and everybody eat in their own houses and do nothing else but eat in your own houses. Ta-da! We've done it. We fixed all the world's problems. You're welcome. This is what we're doing now. This is how it works, folks. This is it. This is the whole ball game. I'm incredibly frustrated that people didn't see this coming. I'm incredibly frustrated that people didn't notice this was happening. I'm incredibly frustrated that we're sitting in a world now where mandated vaccinations are now just commonplace, and a White House is now threatening that there are two different Americas. There's one America where you have rights, and that is if you are vaccinated, you're one of us. And then if you're not one of us, we are taking our hand away from you and you deserve death. Whitehouse.gov, I'll read it again, and then I'm going to play for you the doctor. The doctor is saying we all should be tested. We should all be harassed. The White House, their exact words, we are intent on not letting Omicron disrupt work and school for the vaccinated. You have rights to work and rights to learn and rights to education only if you're vaccinated. You do not have those rights if you're unvaccinated. The White House, you've done the right thing. So they've decided what is morally right and they've decided what's morally wrong. You are in the right. You are one of the chosen ones if you have been fully vaccinated, which means boosted. And if you are not, then you have not done the right thing. The government has just decided what is right, what is morally acceptable, and what is morally wrong when it comes to getting a vaccine. You are in the club of righteous growth and truth and understanding only if you are vaccinated. And if you are not vaccinated, you didn't do the right thing. The government will banish you to hell. We will get through this together, the White House goes on to write. Now, here's your warning for you that are not doing the right thing. You're not one of us. For the unvaccinated, you're looking at a winter of severe illness and death for yourselves, your families, and the hospitals you may soon overwhelm. You are public enemy number one. They haven't even talked this way about terrorists before. You go find me words this tough from the White House, from this administration on terrorists, the Taliban. It doesn't exist. You think the Fauci administration has been this tough on the Taliban in Afghanistan when they were torturing people in the streets when we were trying to get out of that country? Nope. You will not find a sense of this damning of people, except if you're an American citizen. Meanwhile, at the border under the Biden administration, you can come across the border with Omicron and no testing, no vaccine. So walk across the border. But if you've done the right thing, you're one of us and we'll take care of you. If you've not done the right thing, you are looking at a winter of severe illness, death for yourselves, your families, and the hospitals you may soon overwhelm. So do the right thing. Get vaccinated. If you don't, then you're spawn of Satan. And we'll put out all the medical experts, you know, those that are experts in one thing, killing babies. It still blows my mind that CNN actually hired the former head of Planned Parenthood to be their expert on Omicron. This is the woman you're taking medical advice from when you watch the Chinese Communist News Network. Listen.
Rule for safe interactions, Dr. Wen. Explain to people what that is.
For people who are gathering indoors over the holidays, I would recommend at this point, when there's so much virus around us, that you have two out of the three things: vaccination, testing, or masking. So if you are fully vaccinated and ideally boosted, and you want to see other people indoors without a mask, meaning maybe you want to have dinner with them, ideally, everybody also gets tested that same day with a rapid test. Now, I know that tests are hard to come by in some parts of the country, but that's the ideal, is that you get tested. If nobody is vaccinated, or if there's some people there who are unvaccinated, if you're getting together, you should be masked and you should be tested. Basically, you should have two out of three things: vaccination, testing, or masking at this point with that much virus around us.
Really quickly, in terms of testing, as you said, it needs to be done that same day. So if you took a test, let's say Christmas Eve, and you're meeting up with people on Christmas, you were negative on Christmas Eve, doesn't mean you still are Christmas Day.
That's exactly right. The closer your test is to when you're gathering with people, the better. And I think this is something that the Biden administration really needs to work on. They've done so well when it comes to vaccinations. That's great. But they now need to put the same amount of effort to increasing access to testing. Why not mail test to every American? Why not have to use the UK or Germany or so many other approaches from around the world where everybody is able to get tests? Testing should not be the limiting factor.
And right now, very limiting. I mean,
very limiting, right? We must test everybody every day, all day, harass them. And then if you're one of the unlucky ones, right, who went against us, you will lose every right that you've ever had. Amen.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. On Purpose is dedicated to helping you be happier, healthier, and more healed. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how he got comfortable with fear, navigating the changes in relationships, and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern. This conversation shows a never-seen-before side to Orlando Bloom and his unique life journey.
I think we all struggle sometimes to really deeply believe that we are enough, that we're valued, that we're valuable. You know, we're imprinted by our parents from the age of 0 to 7, right? Mm. I'm constantly trying to go like, how do I detach from my, this idea of, is that my baggage? It doesn't look like my baggage. I mean, I know, okay, that's mine. Let's unpack that.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
You may be asking yourself this question with all of this extremism coming from the Fauci administration. Are we doing this because we're all going to actually die from Omicron? Because this is all in the name of Omicron's going to kill you. White House has put up on the website. This is all about restrictions. So how bad is Omicron? Let's talk to the people that have been dealing with it the longest in South Africa. And a doctor in South Africa telling CNN the exact opposite of what they were hoping, which was death, doom, and everybody stay home and everybody give up your rights and everybody get vaccinated and boosted and wear the better mask and smash out your windows and don't meet for Christmas.
You're starting to see the case numbers go down. You're past peak there. That's interesting. Because if that were to happen here, that means it's 3 weeks, 2-3 weeks, and then the cases start to go down. Number two, hospitalizations, when you're talking about more severe illnesses, was there a direct correlation? How much severe illness was there with this case surge versus other variants previously?
Much, much. When we look at Delta, it was 400-500 people per day admitted. If we look at Omicron, as I've said, 87 yesterday, and our numbers are more or less the whole time around this. You know, if I look at, I don't have yesterday's death numbers with me, but if we look at our death numbers, you know, on 9th of December, 22, 10th, 49, next day, 36, 11, one day we had 54. And that's more or less our death rate that we do have. We don't see a high death rate with Omicron, mm-hmm. and we presume that most of the people most probably has Omicron that in ICU. Again, we're not sure because we don't in ICU distinguish between Omicron and Delta. That's still something that needs to be addressed.
Gotcha. So no huge rise. You saw a huge spike in cases, not a corresponding rise in hospitalizations, not a corresponding rise in deaths, which leads to the...
Let me just stop right there. So no... Freak out. That's what you're hearing from John Bergman there on CNN. Like, well, hold on a second. So you're saying no spike, no rise, and you guys don't even know if the people in the ICU have Delta or Omicron because you're not even testing for that? No, we're not. So the numbers, really, everybody should just calm down. Is that what you're really telling me, doctor? Well, no, you shouldn't calm down. We must freak out, which brings in Dr. Fauci. Dr. Fauci is wanting you to freak out. Everything has to be a freak out. Now, this is the complete opposite of what this doctor just said in South Africa. And we don't have all that data yet. Doesn't matter because you better get boosted. You better knock out your windows. You better have proper ventilation. You better swab people's nose at the door. You better not travel. And you're all going to die if you don't get vaccinated and boosted because that's the new normal in this country. We have two sets of people. You have the have-nots. And the have-nots are going to die this year. The White House said so in their own words on their website. If you don't believe me, I will read you what's up on whitehouse.gov right now. Right now on whitehouse.gov, it actually says we are intent on not letting Omicron disrupt work and school for the vaccinated. We've chosen the chosen ones. If you're not a part of the solution, which is you must get vaccinated, then we are going to let you die. You've done the right thing, the White House says, about those that are vaccinated and boosted. And we will get through this for the unvaccinated, right? You're the leopards of society. You're looking at a winter of severe illness and death for yourselves. We're wishing death on your family, right? For your families and the hospitals that you may soon overwhelm. Insert Dr. Fauci.
You said earlier this week that if you're vaccinated, you should feel comfortable traveling and celebrating the holidays with your family. Do you still believe that?
No, I do. If you are vaccinated and boosted and are prudent when you travel, when you're in an airport, to be wearing a mask all the time, you have to be wearing a mask on a plane. Do not do things like go to gatherings where there are people who you do not know what their vaccination status is. If you do that, and some people are even going the extra step or the extra mile, maybe even getting tested when you have people coming over the house. We now have a much wider availability of point of care tests that you can get a result in about 15 minutes. So you might want to do that. If you do these things, John, I do believe that you can feel quite comfortable with a family setting, the dinners and the gatherings that you have around the holiday season. Nothing is 100% risk-free. But I think if you do the things that I just mentioned, you'd actually mitigate that risk enough to feel comfortable about being able to enjoy the holiday.
Yeah, you get to enjoy it if you do the things like, you know, let grandma freeze of hypothermia for 15 minutes out on the front patio while you're waiting for her rapid test results to come back, shaking the little thing, right? Like, hold on, grandma, don't die out there on the patio. We're going to get to you in 15 minutes. I almost cussed. I didn't cuss. I almost cussed. This is where we are, folks. This is what we're doing now. It's unbelievable that this is what we are now doing. Like this is, and then you might get to enjoy the holidays. By the way, Fauci, if you think you're getting things are going to get better for you if you get vaccinated or double vaccinated or quadruple vaccinated and 7X boosted, yeah, it's probably not going to get better for you either. What am I talking about? Well, let's talk about if you are vaccinated and if you are on planes, are we going to stop letting you wear those masks? Insert Fauci again.
I also wanted to ask you about what the airline executive said this week about masks on airplanes. They, several of the CEOs of the top airlines said that on an airplane, you are actually safer than you are in an ICU. The protection with the filtration system they have, they were suggesting that there really isn't much of a need for a mask on an airplane. Are we going to get to the point where we won't have to wear masks on airplanes?
I don't think so. I think when you're dealing with a closed space, even though the filtration is good, that you want to go that extra step when you have people. You know, you get a flight from Washington to San Francisco. It's a well over a 5-hour flight. Even though you have a good filtration system, I still believe that masks are a prudent thing to do and we should be doing it.
Got to wear the masks. Must be prudent. We've decided it. Now, we know that it's extremely safe to be on an airplane from COVID. There's been no mass outbreaks from COVID. There's been no major issues with COVID outbreaks on airplanes. But you better wear that mask. And you better be vaccinated. And as long as you keep doing that and we're, quote, prudent forever, then this is the new normal. Does it matter if you're flying overseas or anywhere in the world? No, we're going to keep these masks on. Can we just step back for one half second and just think about one simple issue real quick? And the one issue I really want to think about real quick is this. Why is it now that people aren't angry enough, mad enough, hacked off enough to start asking the questions like, when are we going to hold China responsible for destroying the entire world with what I would refer to now as a biological weapon of warfare using your bodies as the victims? How is it that the Biden administration has not started to ask these questions or anybody else in the world? Like, we have had zero accountability for 2 years of our lives and 800,000 plus Americans dying from a biological warfare weapon that was clearly created to do this. And it was I don't even believe now at this point, I'm not convinced it was a quote leak because we've done no investigation and they won't let us and no one's demanding one. The United Nations worthless, NATO worthless, all of these groups, WHO worthless, even Dr. Fauci himself. Worthless. Now, if you do ask questions, right, and you start asking questions about the science or the data, they will shame you and try to ruin your career. That's something that people do need to understand. Dr. Collins was on Fox News Channel with Brett Baer, and some of his private emails have come to light where they are shaming people for asking questions in the medical community. Take a listen.
We always hear follow the science, and you know science is observation, description, experimentation, then explanation. But it seems that a lot of health policymakers have been trying to silence opposing views. In a newly released set of emails received from Freedom of Information Act between you and Dr. Fauci in October of 2020, you referenced the Great Barrington Declaration. That was a group of epidemiologists and public health scientists who wrote, quote, "We have grave concerns about the damaging physical and mental health impacts of prevailing COVID-19 policies. Continuing current lockdown policies are producing devastating effects on short and long-term public health." In this email to Dr. Fauci and Cliff Lane at NIH, you write, quote, "Hi, Tony and Cliff, see," and you connect to the Great Barrington Declaration link. "This proposal from three fringe epidemiologists who met with the secretary seems to be getting a lot of attention and even a co-signature from a Nobel Prize winner, Mike Leavitt, at Stanford. There needs to be a quick and devastating public takedown of its premises. I don't see anything like that online yet. Is it underway? Francis." Did you write that?
I did write that, and
why?
I will stand by that. Let me explain. What was being proposed there was basically saying, let's not worry about mitigation. Let's just let this virus rip. This is, of course, before we had vaccines. And basically, these, I will call them fringe epidemiologists who really did not have the credentials to be making such a grand sweeping statement, were saying, just let the virus run through the population, and eventually then everybody will have had it and we'll be okay. Hundreds of thousands of people would have died if we had followed that strategy. So I'm sorry, I was opposed to that. I still am, and I'm not going to apologize for it. There are times when people make crazy proposals on the basis of pseudoscience, and that needs to be called out.
Right, but I guess it just follows this track with the early days downplaying or trying to discredit the lab leak theory from Wuhan. Why spend the time doing that when we're talking about observation, description, experimentation, and explanation? I mean, now it seems like the lab leak is a real possibility.
Well, Brett, I'm really sorry that the lab leak has become such a distraction for so many people, because frankly, we still don't know.
Does anyone else find this extremely weird that so quickly this guy moves to be like, well, I think the lab leak theory is a distraction? The entire world's been sick. 800,000 Americans are dying. You're taking away all of our rights. And so you don't want to know about where this originated from? Was this gain of function research? Was it done on purpose? Were we all targets of death from China? Did they know that they were doing this? Maybe they want to get rid of some of their own population. Could this have been a population control thing? We don't know. But he's like, well, it's a distraction. How the hell is it a distraction? You're an epidemiologist. You get out of line. We're going to immediately discredit you and say you're not qualified to talk on this. Who's qualified? Anyone paid by the United States government that's been elected by no one? Me and Fauci, because we're the Fauci administration. Number one, that's the takeaway from this. Number two, it's a distraction to talk about how we got to where we are today. It's a distraction to talk about the lab leak theory, even though it looks like it's not a theory, it's reality. We don't want to talk about that. These are the people you're supposed to trust with vaccines. These are the people that are instructing you to cancel Christmas. These are the people that are drunk on power, dividing us into two great sectors in society. One that they like and one that they're saying you're going to die. If you don't believe me, go back to the White House and what the White House has on their website. And every one of you should grab our podcast and share this everywhere. The White House says in their own words, for the unvaccinated, you're looking at a winter of severe illness and death for yourselves, your family, and the hospitals you may soon overwhelm. Merry Christmas. We are no longer going to help you. I'm going to leave it there for today. Share this podcast with your family and friends, please, and get it out there so everybody knows what's on the White House's website right now. See you back here tomorrow.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.